Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this September 30th. I'm Natalie Zane. UCLA and the VA Greater Los Angeles Healthcare System have started a collaboration on cancer care for veterans today. Abby Steller has the story.
The project will be the first time that Southern California veterans will have access to clinical trials through the VA. It also marks the first experimental cancer-related treatments for veterans. Co-leader of the program and professor of hematology and oncology at UCLA, Dr. Fairuz Kabnavar, says among veterans, cancer is more common than in the general population.
This is one way of having our veterans be able to access new drugs, the mechanism being through a clinical trial.
Operation MEND involves three UCLA entities, the Johnson Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Ronald A. Katz Center for Collaborative Military Medicine, and Operation MEND. It is funded by donations from the Ronald A. Katz Center. Dr. Kabnavar says veterans should take advantage of alternative treatments.
Always inquire about participating in a clinical trial with their treating physicians.
Abby Steller, Annenberg Radio News.
The L.A. County District Attorney's Office just announced it won't file charges against Caitlyn Jenner for her involvement in February's fatal crash on the Pacific Coast Highway. Sheriff officials reported that though Jenner was not speeding, she was driving at an unsafe speed for the road conditions at the time of the crash. Prosecutors say they do not have enough evidence to prove that Jenner's conduct was unreasonable. Jenner will not face the misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter charge. Angelenos who have old unpaid traffic tickets may be in luck. Rania Aniftos tells us why.
California drivers will receive a 50 to 80% discount on tickets that should have been paid before January 1, 2013, according to a bill passed by the Judicial Council today. This amnesty program hopes to encourage low-income drivers to regain their licenses after a report that 4.2 million Californians had their licenses revoked because they couldn't afford the fines. Drivers with parking tickets, reckless driving tickets, or DUIs are not eligible for the program. The bill will run until March 2017. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
Huntington Beach saw an unusual uptick in stingray attacks this weekend. More than 30 beachgoers were stunned. Warm water and low surf at the beach over the weekend is thought to have attracted the stingrays. The Los Angeles Times reported that lifeguards treated 15 people for stings on Saturday and another 18 people on Sunday. Stingrays are not uncommon in Huntington Beach, but officials say they usually treat just one or two stingray injuries per day. It looks like college athletes won't be getting paid anytime soon. A panel of judges today upheld a ruling that the NCAA is not above antitrust laws. But the panel stopped short of approving a $5,000 yearly compensation for college athletes. Football players and others have lobbied to get paid because they help generate millions of dollars of revenue in merchandise sales and TV broadcast deals. Students at USC had mixed reactions about whether student athletes deserve to be paid.
I think student athletes shouldn't be paid because it's right in the name. They're students first and athletes second.
I know if I was putting in that much time for something, I'd want to be compensated because, I mean, they should be getting something out of it.
Yeah, I think they should be compensated for playing football because they bring so much revenue to the school.
The panel of judges found that the cost of attendance, which is usually several thousand dollars, more than a traditional full ride scholarship, is sufficient compensation. This decision is a major win for the NCAA. In other sports news, the Los Angeles Dodgers secured their position in the National League West Division Championship last night with a victory over the San Francisco Giants. After losing 8 of their last 10 games, the Dodgers looked like they might not make it to postseason. Dodgers pitch Clayton Kershaw carried the team by scoring 3 home runs and only allowing 1 hit. The Dodgers will play the Giants again tonight in San Francisco's AT&T Park. An Orange County judge said today that the life of a wolf-dog hybrid named Karma can be spared. The judge overturned his previous ruling that the animal needed to be euthanized. Animal control officials argue that the wolf dog killed 2 cats, but Karma supporters say that the dog acted out because it was hungry and neglected. The judge ruled that the hybrid dog can be sent to a wolf sanctuary in North Carolina. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane.